Hello and welcome back to the Impenetrable Fortress podcast. I am Alan Jackaway. Sitting next to me is Mr. James Pinnell. James, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Alan?
Pretty good. James, have you noticed I always say welcome back?
Yeah.
It's not very welcoming to first-time listeners.
Well, that's a fair point.
I maybe should be saying welcome. Maybe it would welcome. Be shorter, too.
Do we have to cover both our bases? Do we have to say welcome to the new listeners and welcome back to you longtime fans of the podcast?
Well, the real question is, does welcome include both people who are coming back and people who are new listeners?
Yes, now that you say that, I agree. I believe it must, right? Because you can, it's, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that is the plan for next week, if I remember it. James and I are breaking a long-held tradition in this podcast today. And that tradition is that we are not doing the Washington-Philadelphia game the first week it comes up. We are saving it for the second week it comes up, because we are so confident that both teams will be in playoff contention at that time. That's why we're doing it, right?
Absolutely. That the game will be much more important. Also, it's worth saying that we are also trying to score an interview with a local Philadelphia defensive expert, and he wasn't available to get on the podcast with us this week, so we're holding off on that so we can all be the beneficiaries of his years of football
expertise, I think is fair to say.
Yes.
So, instead, we are doing Kansas City Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders. James, I don't remember whose turn it is to go first.
I'm pretty sure it's yours.
Okay, then I will go first. I am doing the Kansas City Chiefs, I hope. If not, I spent a long time on this for no reason.
Well, I didn't do the Chiefs, so it's good that somebody did.
Here we go. Is it Kansas or is it Missouri? Opposing quarterbacks think without worry. Just avoid interceptions or geographic deceptions, and your quarterback never will hurry. James, Kansas City is actually a pretty decent defense. They come in like 10th or so in DVOA and in Pro Football Reference's expected value. Their pass defense somehow is the one that's good, despite having the second lowest sack rate in the league.
Wow.
How do you think they do that? How do you get a good pass defense with no sacks?
Lots of picks.
Their interception rate is 5.7%. The next closest is Arizona at 4.1.
And Arizona has the crazy everybody is secretly a cornerback defense scheme. So wow.
I found that very interesting. Their run defense is pretty bad. They haven't generated like any sacks with Justin Houston out. It's been a really bad situation.
Yeah.
And for fantasy, you're really pretty much only playing Derek Johnson and Marcus Peters, who we recommended when we told you to pick up all the Marcuses.
That's true. Good. That was, it turns out, good advice on our part.
Yeah. The linebackers, other than Derek Johnson, are not that impressive to me, although they did just sign C.O. Moore.
I noticed
Who was
that.
Cut by the Colts. And who is, I believe, our first repeat talk about player who moved to a different team. So we'll see if he can rack up tackles for them.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
I'm still willing to give Eric Berry a shot at safety. But his, you know, without, somehow he has not been the lucky recipient of all the interceptions. So his numbers, his averages have just been down, basically. But they're playing okay. They're 2-2. I don't think they're going to really make, like, big changes you can take advantage of, so I think you pretty much just have to ride out with the players that are looking good already, and maybe hope C.O. Moore gets something.
Yeah, it seems reasonable.
That's all I've got.
All right. Well, let me take you to the puzzling Oakland Raiders. Here's something that doesn't make sense. The Raiders aren't good on defense. But while being league worst, they're still tied for first, which is why I'm still here on the fence.
Okay.
I don't know what to think about the Raiders. They have the league's worst passing defense. They've allowed, 400 more yards than the next team before them.
That's pretty bad.
It's something truly absurd.
I remember their first 2 weeks were, like, record-settingly bad.
Yeah, but somehow they keep winning. Right?
Yeah,
and their
that's
offense
true.
Is good enough, apparently. Not great. Certainly not stellar, but good enough, and good enough to put them on top of their division, tied with Denver, right? Which is weird. And so then I was like, all right, maybe the answer is if I can just look and see who is worth picking up on this defense. Who is worth having on this defense? So I go and I look, but the answer is almost nobody, right?
Yeah, we got boring teams this week.
Well, there's one way to look at it where there's nobody. There's one way to look at it where the Raiders are a really interesting team that has four or five people that you should keep an eye on because they might get really good soon, right?
Yeah.
The one sure bet that the Raiders have is their safety, Reggie Nelson, who is currently scoring the third most points as a safety, right, in our league, and is playing almost every snap defensively for the Raiders every week. He's a safe bet. Beyond that, nobody is a safe bet. But let me throw out some stuff for you. David Amerson.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a pair of cornerbacks.
Yeah. David Amerson and Sean Smith have both combined for 14 pass defenses this year.
It's
a lot. Which is pretty good. David Amerson is tied for first in the league with 9 by himself.
That's fun. I mean, yeah, we always talk about tackles really for cornerbacks, but if you get reliable pass defenses.
Pass defenses are just as good as tackles. Yeah, and, you know, then they're doing pretty good. So, again, it's weird. I'm wary about any cornerbacks actually being good predictably, but these two cornerbacks are as good a cornerback bet as you could take in fantasy football right now, which is kind of surprising to me. And then you go down to their linebackers. At the beginning of the season, we probably would have said Malcolm Smith. He's the starting inside linebacker.
Yep, I think we would have said that.
But he's hurt. He's been hurt for the last 2 weeks, so that's a problem.
It's definitely a problem.
It's definitely a problem. In fact, it's so much of a problem that the Raiders signed Perry Riley, late of the Washington professional football team.
Yeah, who we liked in Washington.
Yeah, I was going to say, Perry Riley is a guy we would have recommended you pick up last season, right? And this season, he, in his first game with them, did okay. He's totally a reliable linebacker as long as he gets playing time. The question is, will he get playing time?
Linebacker pickings are so slim at this time of year that I think this is a good target linebacker option for people that are looking to pick someone up at this stage.
And another good target is linebacker Corey James, who also stepped in to help sort of fill in sort of a platoon-like situation for Malcolm Smith being injured. He, in the last 2 games, has played every defensive snap for the Raiders, and his scores in those last 2 games were, against Baltimore he had 15 tackles, and then somehow against San Diego he only had 2, despite being in on all 100% of the defensive snaps, which is weird. But 15 tackles sounds pretty good. Can't do that, you know, without actually being at least a little bit talented. And then, you know, beyond that, this team also has Khalil Mack, who is exciting because he's eligible at defensive end.
And he's real good, and I think the points will come.
Yeah.
The points will come for him. I have faith.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like,
he's been doing okay. He hasn't been killing you as long as you've been playing him as defensive end and not linebacker.
Right.
So
don't play him a linebacker.
Yeah, as long as you can continue doing that, I'm still in on that one.
And just a fun fact, don't pick him up because he's not reliable enough, but Bruce Irvin leads the league with 3 forced fumbles this year. So
nice.
This is what I'm saying is this Oakland defense isn't good, but it might be good. It's really hard to tell. It's really confusing right now.
Okay, James, time has come to talk about pickups. Let's just say Perry Riley and be done with it. We already gave one good one. I mean, what else do we have to do here?
I was going to say 2 defensive ends, just...
Oh, yeah?
Because defensive ends...
Defensive ends are useful?
Yeah. I'm intrigued by Vic Beasley Jr.
Yeah.
And Jadeveon Clowney. Specifically Jadeveon Clowney because of Robot Guy. you know, J.J. Watt being injured for the rest of the season.
Robot Guy.
Yeah. I remember... I seem to recall that 2 or 3 years ago it was decided that he was, in fact, a football-playing robot.
I think he was so good.
Yeah. But in his absence, Jadeveon Clowney had a good game last week and may look to increase his production going forward. And Vic Beasley Jr. is sort of stealthily good on an Atlanta D-line that is...
Yeah, it's funny because last year he was stealthily bad.
Yeah, right.
This year he's stealthily good, so that's something.
So, you know, if you're looking for a D-end,
I have another D-end.
Yeah,
we just want to keep doing those forever.
This is the week of D-ends.
I think Joey Bosa.
Yeah.
Third overall pick for San Diego, finally played a game.
Yeah.
And in that game, he had 5 tackles and 2 sacks.
Which is really good for a defensive end.
Yeah, you won't get 2 sacks every week, but 5 tackles? I like to see it. If I need a defensive end, and even if I don't, if I'm just trying to fill bench slots, you know, he has the potential to be a real impact player for the remainder of the season.
Absolutely.
I think I'm pretty interested in that one. Yeah.
This is the week where you either pick up Perry Riley or some defensive ends.
Yeah, I think so. There's nothing else really jumping out at me. I will say somehow in our league, Darius Slay is not owned. That's a player that I've always thought was good, but I'm guessing that the 4 points in each of the first 3 weeks threw people off.
Yeah.
But 10 and 15 the last 2 weeks.
That's not bad.
And I think he's pretty good, like, talent-wise, so I
definitely think his name is pretty good.
Yeah, so. that's the other thing, is you get a guy named Slay on your team. So yeah. If you need a cornerback, I think Darius Slay is the one I'm interested in this week. He looked good last week, and he looked good last year, too, so I'm in on that. Thank you for listening to the Impenetrable Fortress podcast. Our theme and interstitial music is Dear Liza by Ned and the Dirt. You can get their album. To make that shorter every week.
There you go.
We will be back next week to preview 2 more teams. Do we have a hit of the week, James? I feel like we should.
Yeah.
Though, once again,
thinking about this.
Yeah, nothing really. Some weeks there's like an obvious hit of the week.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching a game and you see it and you're like, that was it. That was the hit of the week.
Yeah.
And some weeks there just isn't something that really stands out to you, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
nothing rung my bell this week.
Yeah, I mean, Calais Campbell looked pretty good.
Oh, yeah,
he intercepted
he
a pass,
really good. Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
It's good to see him back and playing.
Yeah, and
amazing.
Vic Beasley, like, all we're talking is defensive ends, but there wasn't like a signature hit in there.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't really. Is Charlie Whitehurst getting cut? A good enough hit.
Did that happen?
Charlie Whitehurst has been cut, and a guy whose name might be Kevin Hogan was signed off of their practice squad.
Oh, that's sad.
As the Browns move on to their 6th quarterback of the year.
Poor Charlie Whitehurst. That is the hit of the week. I like Charlie Whitehurst.
He's got a great name.
He can drive any vehicle to its limits.
That is true.
That's a thing that we learned via presumably a Grantland podcast or something.
I'm almost certain that that's true. Well, yeah, credit to probably Bill Barnwell.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, most likely. And yeah. I mean, it was in some magazine, too, so to
that's
whatever
fair.
Magazine that was in. We're not looking it up. You can look it up. Anyway, Charlie Whitehurst, you're our hit of the week. We're sorry. He didn't even play that bad.
He wasn't that bad.
He's fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
also, like, what are
bad.
The Browns doing? Yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't they be trying to lose? Maybe they are trying to lose.
Oh, maybe that's what they're doing.
Who knows? They were like, oh, this guy might win too many games. We've gotta
get
that number
get rid
one
of
pick.
Him.
All right, well, that'll do it. We will be back next week from Alan.
And James.
Stay low.